You're the Spider-Man.
I am unwanted.
We have a job to do.
Do you have the papers?
I learned this the hard way, a long, long time ago.
What could go wrong?
I'm a driver.
That's that.
I don't do nothing for no one for nothing.
So what happens now?
This is Mommy's very special work trip.
One more thing.
Yeah?
It's very nice.
You think so? Or are you just saying that?
I really like it.
The movie news.
I got the bullets!
With Garrett Daly.
So, Garrett, we're taking a quick look back at Comic-Con, of course, which was on last weekend.
Yeah, it was on last weekend at the Convention Centre in Dublin. I'd not been, actually, to the event before.
So
interesting to go along and be a bystander looking at everyone in their costumes and going along. And obviously a lot of merchandise sold at it as well, different panel talks. Yeah, it was interesting, I have to say. My son wanted to dress up and he made his own Iron Man costume. So that put him into this cosplay competition. So he had to go up on stage and they get a big cheer. And yeah, so that was fair. Yeah. That was the pageantry element to that. But a lot of people doing it. And obviously, I could only imagine what it's like in San Diego at the big Comic-Con, obviously where they announce a lot of movies and everything. Has a big industry element to it. But a lot of people having fun and enjoying that world of sort of movies, games, etc. So it was an interesting experience.
Interesting. Okay, well, you've done it now.
Yes, exactly.
Now, we are coming to Reese Witherspoon for our first story of the day.
We are, because Netflix have won the rights to a science fiction story, Pyrus, which Reese Witherspoon is attached to produce and to star. Dark Phoenix director Simon Kinberg is also producing the project. So it's adapted by Thomas Pierce from his short story called Tardy Man, first published last year in The New Yorker. And it's centred on people who are fitted with indestructible fire suits fused to their spines. They're employed by a corporation that recovers objects from wealthy people when their houses are burning, but are only allowed to help people who have policies with the corporation. So that was announced last Tuesday. It was a day actually after Apple released a first look at their upcoming drama, The Morning Show, which is a really good cast, which does include Reese Witherspoon, but also Jennifer Aniston and Steve Carell. This is a series which is a fictional look at the ongoings of early morning television. And it's going to be released exclusively in the autumn on this new Apple TV Plus service that's coming our way. But Witherspoon's really busy because one of our projects in terms of producing was a Natalie Portman movie, which is called Lucy in the Sky. So her production company is really getting involved and setting up projects that she not only produces but also stars in as well.
Yeah, she seems to pick them well as well. Now to a film festival. This is the San Sebastian International Film Festival.
Yes, which is going to run from the 20th to the 28th of September. But Roger Mitchell's Blackbird will get its European premiere as the opening film at this year's 67th edition of the festival. This is a remake of a 2014 drama called Silent Heart by Danish director Billy August, which actually competed in San Sebastian itself and actually won a Silver Shell Award for Best Actress. But Susan Sarandon stars alongside Kate Winslet, Mia Wasikowska and Sam Neill in this drama, which is scripted by Silent Heart writer Christian Thorpe. Now, Sarandon plays a terminally ill woman who wants to put an end to her suffering, but the discovery by her daughters of family secrets complicates the situation. South African-born filmmaker Roger Mitchell's previous works include Notting Hill, Changing Lanes, The Weekend, Titanic Town and My Night with Reg. Penelope Cruz, previously announced as a Lifetime Achievement recipient, graces this year's official poster for the festival. So it's a good opening movie anyway, Blackbird. That's the San Sebastian International Film Festival this September.
Penelope Cruz seems very young to be getting a Lifetime Achievement, does she?
Yeah, she does, doesn't she?
But, she's a great actress, but good for her.
I'm sure that poster looks well.
Okay, we've more casting news. Oh yeah, this book during the week, Robert De Niro and Shia LaBeouf together.
Good casting, yeah, to star in Joshua Michael Stern's directed drama called After Exile. They start shooting this in October. They're going to shoot it in Philadelphia. LaBeouf plays a man released from prison for killing an innocent man after a violent robbery. He must re-enter his old life where he and his alcoholic ex-criminal widower father, played by De Niro, attempt to save his younger brother from a life of drugs and crime. It's penned by Anthony Thorne and Michael Tovo, and it's a true story inspired script, and it's a good casting. You could see those two together
work,
on screen, and I think, you know, they both come from interesting sides of the acting world, so we'll see how they get on.
Yeah, and we're staying with casting news. Here's an interesting lineup again.
This is a really strong lineup.
Isn't it?
Jamie Dornan, Alec Baldwin and Christian Slater are all set to star in a true story TV series called Dr. Death.
Jamie Dornan, Alec Baldwin, Christian Slater. I'm there, and Christian Slater.
Talk about TV dominating. But this actually comes from a podcast series of the same name. I'll get to that in a minute, because a lot of content is now coming from Wondery podcasts. So Dornan actually is going to play a doctor who's a rising star in a Dallas medical community who is building a flourishing neurosurgery practice. But patients entered his operating room for complex but routine spinal surgeries were left permanently maimed, or in some cases died. Mm. As victims piled up, two fellow surgeons and a young assistant district attorney set out to stop him. So Baldwin is going to play a quiet and methodical neurosurgeon who believes anything worth doing shouldn't be rushed and should be gotten right.
Okay.
While Slater will play a vascular surgeon who's brash, impulsive and more than willing to burn that system to the ground in the name of justice. So I mentioned that this comes from a podcast series. Others that have done really well, which has followed that route, was Dirty John, which was very successful, and Amazon's Homecoming as well, which starred Julia Roberts. So we will certainly look out for
Dr.
Death.
I like the look of that, Dr. Death, definitely. Now, we mentioned Jennifer Aniston earlier on. It's Friends time again.
It's unbelievable because it's the 25th anniversary of Friends. And in the US, they're going to celebrate this by showing select episodes on the big screen.
Interesting idea, because it's on television all the time anyway.
Well, here's the thing. You talk about interesting idea.
Yeah.
Friends is for 2 years in a row the most streamed TV show in the UK.
Gosh.
So, like, with all the content that's out there, isn't that
all the competition? Yeah,
all the competition to think that, you know, 25 years on, that it's still the most popular. Anyway, they're sort of picking the types of, you know, it's going to be 1,000 movie theaters, I think, from September 23rd onwards, that are going to be sort of showing the various episodes. The one where Ross finds out, the one with the prom video. I mean, you just mention them and you can instantly sort of remember them. But what a great way to celebrate it. But yeah, isn't it interesting that it is so dominant? And that's why there was a big kind of kerfuffle over the fact that it was leaving Netflix to go to the Warner's streaming service, because it is so popular.
It certainly is. Okay, and hitting the big screen now, from Dr. Death mentioned there to Dr. Doolittle.
Dr. Doolittle.
Much friendlier character.
Much friendlier character. But it has a new title, because Universal was going to release the movie called The Voyage of Dr. Doolittle, but they've simply renamed it as Doolittle.
Keep it simple.
Keep it simple. It's a star-studded adaptation, and it's scheduled to make its debut next January 17th, actually. And the tagline and the storyline for it is, after losing his wife 7 years earlier, the eccentric Dr. John Doolittle, played by Robert Downey Jr., hermits himself away behind the walls of Doolittle Manor with only his menagerie of exotic animals for company. But when a young queen, played by Jessie Buckley, falls gravely ill, a reluctant Doolittle is forced to set sail on an epic adventure to a mythical island. The cast list for this is really strong.
Rami
Malek is doing the voice of an anxious gorilla. You've got Octavia Spencer, you've got Kumail Nanjiani, you've got John Cena, you've got Emma Thompson, who's doing a headstrong parrot in the movie as well. And it's going to be probably a very successful movie in the early part of next year.
Yeah, I mean, you hear Robert Downey Jr. and you're in anyway. And then Jessie Buckley, fair play to Jessie Buckley, thrilled for her to get that role. Wonderful actress. All right, now, Trailer Watch.
So there's a lot of anticipation for this movie. It's Greta Gerwig's follow-up to Lady Bird, which was out in 2017. And this movie features two of those big cast members from that movie, Saoirse Ronan and Timothée Chalamet. And it's the feature adaptation of Little Women, which came online on Tuesday.
It looks great, doesn't it?
Yeah, screenplay also written by Gerwig. It's the adaptation of Louisa May Alcott's 1868 novel, which recently passed its 150th anniversary. Of course, it's been on screen before.
Quite a few
times down through the years. Most recently, actually, there was a BBC miniseries which starred Angela Lansbury. But this film focuses on the lives of the main characters, Amy, Jo, Beth and Meg, as they navigate their young adulthood in the aftermath of the Civil War. Mm. Is it a bit early to say, but you know, if critically it does well, I could see this featuring very well in a sort of an award season. And who knows, maybe for Saoirse Ronan, who's leading this cast,
she looks really good in it,
More success in those sort of nominations.
And Meryl Streep in there too,
and
we
Meryl
must
Streep
admit, of course
there
she is
as well. So it's a strong cast. Emma Watson also starring in it as well.
No, I love the look of the trailer. Check it out, Little Women. Alright, let's come to new releases in cinemas this weekend, starting with the new Tarantino, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
I'm Rick Dalton.
And Mr. Schwartz.
I'm in Marvin.
That's my stunt double, Cliff Booth.
last night, we watched a Rick Dalton double feature. I love that stuff, you know, with the killing.
All right, what's the matter, partner?
It's official, old buddy. Well, it has been.
Here I am, and who I got living next door to me?
I'm Sharon Tate. I'm in the movie. That's me.
Charlie's gonna dig you.
You're Rick Dalton. Don't you forget it.
Yeah, that's the biggie this weekend, Garrett. And you can even tell from that clip, as I've mentioned before, Leonardo DiCaprio and Brad Pitt are super in it.
Yeah, Margot Robbie starring in Speed as well. The ninth film from Quentin Tarantino. Nice to see it in a summer release and amongst all the kind know, the superhero movies, etc., etc. But yeah, actor Rick Dalton and his stunt double Cliff Booth head back to Hollywood to try and make names for themselves. But the last thing they expect is a grisly murder on their doorstep. As he says, it's the ninth movie from Tarantino. It claims he's only going to make 10. Will that be the case? I hope
not. We shall see. If you're going along to that, as always at Tarantino, there will be violence. It did flag a little for me, just sort of about three quarters of the way through, but otherwise I enjoyed it, and lots of humour in there too, it has to be said. And as I say, great performances all round. Some interesting cameos in there too. So that is Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. What else have we got this weekend,
We've
Garrett?
We've got Dora and the Lost City of Gold. So this is a live action remake of the Nickelodeon favourite TV series. So Dora has been exploring the jungle with her parents for most of her life. She's not easily fazed by the wonders of nature, but nothing can prepare her for high school and the adventure that ensues. Eva Longoria actually involved in the cast there, Michael Pena as well. So that's Dora and the Lost City of Gold. We've also got Good Boys, which is about a group of preteens who skip school and instead embark on an epic journey of awesomely bad decisions. Mm. It's from the producers of Superbad. It's a comedy that stars Molly Gordon and Jacob Tremblay in there as well. And final one to mention, an animated bit of fun, Ugly Dolls. Moxie and her friends have never worried about their imperfections, but when they embark on a mission to see what lies beyond Uglyville, they begin to question everything they thought they knew. Kelly Clarkson leads the voices in that, along with Pitbull and Nick Jonas as well.
All right, what TV movie are you recommending?
Okay, so you know how you feel nowadays that everything is just a reimagining of, you know, a TV show or a movie, and they remake it. Well, back in 1993, there was a movie released which was actually based on a 60s TV series, and that was The Fugitive.
Ended up being good though, right?
It ended up being really good, and I just thought it was worth mentioning because it is on tonight. But it's about a doctor who's convicted of his wife's murder, forced to go on the run to prove his innocence, but his efforts to find the mysterious one-armed man he believes is the real killer are hampered by a tenacious US Marshal who's played brilliantly in the movie by Tommy Lee Jones, went on to win an Oscar for his role. But the cast is led by Harrison Ford, and it also has Julianne Moore in it as well. So The Fugitive from 1993.
Lovely.
But it's on RT2 tonight at 9 p.m.
Great stuff. Thanks, Garrett.
Thank you.